Ana Maria Soares Franco. Ana Maria, the floor is yours.
Thank you very much, Chairman.
I'll go through point by point. My attention has been caught by the following points. Firstly, I think it would be a good idea to include a reference to the Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, as suggested by AFRICA, and I agree also to the inclusion of a reference to ILO international labour standards, including the Convention Against Child Labour. Of course, we'll have to look at the best way of wording this, because all of us know that there is one type of child labour which is not exploitation, that being when children learn how to engage in agriculture from their parents. That is not labour exploitation of children. So we need to make that difference clear. But once we've got the wording right, I think it would be a good idea to have this reference included and make sure we've recorded it, if nothing else, for the purposes of interpretation. I also agree with the Swiss proposal to have a reference included in the preamble that refers to the problem of flight from the countryside into urban areas. In paragraph 13, I think it is, I believe sufficient arguments have been put forward and standards referred to justify the retention of the phrase Mother Earth. I would just like to add that, as Switzerland has said more than once, it would also be a good idea to have a reference to the importance of peasants continuing to contribute to the preservation and protection of the environment. Perhaps this paragraph would be the correct place, after having acknowledged the contribution that peasants already make, to make that reference. We could say that it is to be urged that they should continue so to do, or something along those lines. Argentina's idea of changing food sovereignty to food security. Well, let me just say that in addition to all the arguments put forward against this, the issue of food security is already mentioned in the text in paragraph 18. On paragraph 24, which deals with voluntary standards, here I think we could consider the inclusion of the guidelines on extreme poverty and human rights, which I believe were adopted by the Human Rights Council and which are useful for the interpretation of various paragraphs, only, of course, if that does not add complications to the negotiating process. Turning now to the proposal of the European Union to include the principles on responsible investment in agriculture, I would just simply like to say that I was present at some of the negotiations, and those principles have a couple of problems, one of them being that states can choose which of them they apply and which of them they don't. Furthermore, the civil society mechanism did not endorse that approach in Rome, and therefore, I don't actually think it's a particularly good idea to have a reference to them in